Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Buckler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Kevin Strauss, who is the communications manager for the Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency, which is our home city. So grateful to have Kevin. Kevin, can you believe it? For 19 years here at New Leaf Training and Development, we've focused on our core purpose of just simply helping people better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your best practices from your real world experience. But please start there by telling us a little bit more about your organization, your role, and who you serve. So over to you, Kevin. I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Of course. Thanks, Paul, for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. As you said, I'm the communications manager at Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency. We're a full service retail water agency in Los Angeles County. We serve about 300,000 folks through 75,000 plus connections here in the Santa Clarita Valley. To get to the question, though, about what my best practices are, every team that I've been a part of that's been successful has been built on a strong foundation of respect for one another. So what I instill in my team and what I expect from my team is a belief in self and a belief in team. And I talk to my staff about, you know, I know that I am the best suited for my position. I have to trust that others are the best suited for their position, that we can't have any mix of who does what. So in that respect, it starts with self. It starts with, do I believe that my purpose here in this organization aligns with my values, and I'm coming to work every day and I'm giving my best? Can I capably complete my duties, my responsibilities? Can I lead this team? Am I the best for this position? It has to start with yourself. You have to believe in yourself. Otherwise, it's going to fall apart. Then I have to believe that the team that I've assembled and the team that I work with outside of my direct reports is the best suited for their position. If I think that I'm the better financial person, which I'm not, then there's going to be conflict. There's going to be distrust and animosity. And conversely, the folks that are not in communications, in my respect, they have to have trust that we are the best suited to communicate about their project, their initiative, their program. And together, we work with one another, and we know where that handoff is. There's success there because we are all in our own wheelhouse, and we know how to work with one another. So that's belief in self first. I mentioned belief in my team and growing what we are going to accomplish. And the reason that I talk so much about belief in myself and belief in my team is that spurs innovation on my part and our team's part. Is if for a second that there's doubt that this is the best foot forward, or we're wavering on, should we do this? Should we try something new? Should we continue what we've always done with this project or what our communications tactics are? That split second hesitation is going to sow doubt. We're not going to feel confident that we are able to keep pushing the envelope, keep innovating, keep doing what we want to do. So for me, it starts with, again, I have to trust that I have the best judgment for this position. I have to trust that my team has the best judgment for their position, and we work one another. We bounce ideas back off of one another, and we see what is the best way that we can contribute to the organization. And throughout the organization, each team has to have that strong foundation. Otherwise, there's going to be the development of silos, and there's going to be some misunderstanding or distrust back and forth. And so again, I've been part of organizations where that has not been the case, where it's very individualistic. Very high achieving, high performance, but that camaraderie and that shared goal, those shared responsibilities are not there. And it is not a fun place to be, not necessarily needing to be fun for everybody, but you might as well have people having a good job. They're going to give their best when they're enjoying what they're doing. And so in my opinion, and in my experience, I found that, again, believing in yourself, believing in your team, and continuing to push that envelope and trusting that you know what you're doing is going to lead to others trusting in you. And as a team, you're going to be able to move forward and find success as an organization.
Kevin, I've never heard it expressed so clearly and concisely as that. And I really love that starting point about respect and then having that self-belief and then the belief in others, always looking for the best in yourself and the best in others. I just really love that very pragmatic, very clear summary there. If I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Kevin, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Anytime, Paul.
Kevin, thanks ever so much. And as a delighted Santa Clarita Valley resident, if I can just say a big thank you for all that you're doing at SCV Water, because we're very grateful recipients of that.
Thank you. And again, I appreciate the time.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.